Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of April 2016, and this is the 346th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm really happy to say that going out after uploading the podcast was a good thing. That's a capital G and a capital T. It was very balmy and I didn't even need to take a jacket with me, and the moon was nearly full, and there was a kind of almost a celebratory feeling in the air. I think because so many people like the warmth, there was this freedom of not having to rug up. So I went on a little tour through the streets and then to the little, I was going to say shopping centre, that's hardly what I'd call it. It consists of a post office come corner store and an Italian restaurant and a kind of homeware shop. So it's not exactly a metropolis, but the post office and the restaurant were both open. So there were people milling about outside and inside as well. And somehow I felt buoyed up by both the walk and just having a little interaction with other people in a very casual way. And that feeling of contentment, I suppose, stayed with me. I woke up quite early this morning and went for a walk. It was still really, really warm, in fact, too warm to walk. And I was walking in my t-shirt. And then I came back and I had an early work session with Doug Neal, with a sketchnoting. And I worked on the next step for my novel. So that kind of quite complex image that I posted a couple of weeks ago is really for the next few chapters. And what I was doing today was just extracting the elements that would go into the next piece that I will be writing, the next scene. So looking at how my character's feeling, what's uppermost in her mind, and whether she can concentrate at all, and just taking out two things rather than looking at this whole mess of things that she's going to have to sort out. So that felt like a really good thing to do. I felt unburdened by having the hole in my head, the W-H-O-L-E, hole in my head. And it sort of led me on to doing exactly what I felt was right today, which was not working much more on the novel. I just kind of brainstorming a bit after that so that I had some things written down. And then working on Moll rather than working on the novel or the website. It's partially because tomorrow is going to be quite a full day, and I'm not going to have quite such unlimited time. Well, it's never unlimited, but uninterrupted time for Moll. I'll have another workshop early in the morning, and I'm having lunch with a friend, and I'm also going out to dinner. So, and often, especially in the last few weeks, I've been working on Moll in the evening, and I can see that that's not going to happen. So I did really want to have quite a lot of it under my belt today, and I was really relieved to have done it. So it's been a great day today, and I think it was a balmy morning, but it has not been a balmy day. In fact, it never got any warmer. It sunk, and I'm now wearing a jumper and a jacket as I'm talking to you. And that's very much more my kind of temperature. So that's where I'm at today. I wonder where you're at today, whether you are able to work on whatever feels right to you at the moment rather than necessarily what you've scheduled to do. There's such a fine line between going off schedule and into chaos and going off schedule into inspired choice. And I would really love to be able to calibrate that better. And I hope you can. But if you find it difficult, well, my heart is with you. And I mean, of course, it's with all of you, but I commiserate with those of you who are finding it difficult. Sometimes it just is, and sometimes it just is rather a lot of the time. I hope that you have a great day today if you're only just beginning it, or that you have a great evening and a great Friday. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday after I've posted Murmurs of Mole.